Stay tuned for more Jazz America with me, Russ Davis, right after the news on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama and Chinese President Xi Jinping have agreed that neither country's government will conduct or knowingly support cyber theft, an issue that's been a source of tensions. U.S. has blamed China for a series of high-profile cyber attacks on U.S. government and businesses in recent years, China strongly denying the allegations. Pope Francis travels to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania today, the third stop in a U.S. trip that included talks with President Obama, an address to Congress, and a speech before world leaders at the United Nations General Assembly in New York. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
In his address to the General Assembly, the Pope reminded the delegates that one of the roles of the United Nations is to protect the rights of what he called victims of power badly exercised. He argued the environment is among those victims, saying it has rights just as humans do, because humans are inextricably linked to their environment. The Pope concluded by calling on all UN member nations to put aside ideological and partisan differences and continue their work towards world peace. After his address to the heads of state, prime ministers, and ambassadors, the Pope joined a multi-faith service at the National September 11th Memorial, where the World Trade Center once stood. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Burkina Faso's leaders have disbanded the presidential guard, which staged a failed coup last week. They were unhappy a transitional government had barred supporters loyal to former President Blaise Compaoré from contesting in the country's national election. Compaoré was ousted in a popular uprising in October as he attempted to extend his 27-year rule. Burkina Faso was planning to hold elections, not clear if that vote will still go ahead. This is VOA News. Slovenia's prime minister told the United Nations Development Summit the migration crisis requires urgent action that addresses the root causes of the dilemma. Meanwhile, Croatia has lifted restrictions on the main border crossing with Serbia, ending a week of friction prompted by the flow of thousands of migrants across their common frontier. Speaking in Belgrade, a visiting European Union Commissioner, Johannes Hahn, spoke about the migration crisis.
It's a global problem, and we can only give a European answer. It's not something where we can leave only one country with itself to resolve the problem.
About 60,000 people escaping war and poverty in the Middle East and Africa have entered Croatia in recent days from its eastern neighbor, Serbia. Meantime, a senior UN official warns that thousands of Iraqis are likely to flee to Europe in search of asylum as conditions in their country worsen and they lose hope of any changes for the better. Lisa Schlein reporting now from Geneva.
Dominic Birch, the UN Deputy Humanitarian Coordinator in Iraq, says the situation in Iraq is deteriorating. By the end of the year, he says 10 million Iraqis, more than one quarter of the population, will need some form of humanitarian aid to survive. He says this figure includes 3.2 million internally displaced people and people living in areas controlled by the so-called Islamic State group known as ISIL or ISIS. He says the crisis has accelerated since the group seized large portions of Iraq last year. The UN official also notes many Iraqi children have been out of school for more than a year. He says the inability of parents to provide them with an education is contributing to the decision by many to leave. He says thousands of desperate people who see no hope for their future are likely to join the ongoing exodus. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Working out ways to implement the Iran nuclear deal and possible discussions of the Syrian conflict will be on the agenda when U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry meets with Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif today. Talks on the nuclear deal, known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, will come less than a month before October 18th, known as Adoption Day. The 18th will mark the start of Iran's efforts to comply with provisions of that plan of action. Swiss prosecutors opened a criminal investigation of FIFA President Sepp Blatter involving his possible criminal mismanagement and misappropriation of Football Federation's funds. Separately, a U.S. indictment earlier this year charged 9 FIFA officials and 5 corporate executives with offenses that include racketeering, wire fraud, and money laundering.
That's the latest world news from VOA. We'll be right back.
Russ Davis here, welcoming you to another hour of the best of jazz, past and present, and conversation with Gary Burton and Monty Alexander, two of the greats who played at the 36th edition of the Detroit Jazz Festival. Now, I always want to attend as many jazz festivals and events as I possibly can. And as they say, every day in New York City, which is my home base, is a jazz festival. But this week and in coming weeks, I'm going to share with you some of the dozen conversations I enjoyed with various artists backstage at the Detroit Jazz Festival. And in this hour, we'll speak with Gary Burton and the great pianist from Kingston, Jamaica, Mr. Monty Alexander. But right now, I want to share with you some live music from the album Bona Makes You Sweat by the great bassist and vocalist and composer from Cameroon, Richard Bona. He thrilled the crowd with a blending of Africa, American jazz, blues, and Cuban music. It was just an astounding performance, as it always is when Richard Bona takes the stage, as he did for the live performance Bona Makes You Sweat, with this song, which is a medley of various tunes, weaving in a little bit of the Motown classic by Stevie Wonder, I Wish. Richard Bona, as he sounded at the Detroit Jazz Festival, beginning this hour of VOA's Jazz America.
Kika sorongo blue, lui kika bobe when you look it in over. Honking a musumbo, what is it in you? Lui kika bobe when you look it in over. Gayani baba titango London, the ditunga wenge. Masoma London, mumbodi, the sun, moleni, mambo wenge. Gayani baba titango London, the ditunga wenge. Son malondo mo body be son moleni ma boenge pino lo ikeka keka sonango buye lo ikeka bobe weni lo titi nomba aking amu sombo mo pati se bere nyu lo ikeka bobe weni lo titi nomba lo wani konta lo wene bintana bi son dele jomba lambo lo bia sonna lo saki wemba wenge oh. Wally Hotan, the Wellen, and I be Sunday, the Mamma. We are so now, looks like it looks like it went by the gate. Pinolo, Ikeka, Keka, so long of room. Loikeka, over when you look it in over. Talking a musumbo, what is the better new? Loikeka, over when you look it in over. Pinolo, Ikeka, Keka, so long of room. Lo ike kapo be wene mo titi nomba. Parking a mo sombo. Mo bate se mere nyo. Lo ike kapo be wene mo titi nomba. Oh, the CV till I'm all living there.
Well, well.
one great piano player with homage to another. Doing Thelonious Monk's classic Bemsha Swing, that is Detroit's great musical son, Hank Jones, one of the famous Jones family of musicians from Detroit, who learned their lessons well in the Motor City, his brothers, Thad Jones and Elvin Jones, and what a trio they are of musicians from Detroit. Let's return to Detroit now on this edition of VOA's Jazz America and have some conversation with another great piano player. From Kingston, Jamaica, Monty Alexander with his Harlem Kingston Express thrilled the crowd in Detroit. And after his performance, as we were both headed to the airport to head back home, we had this conversation. The Harlem Kingston Express exploded on Detroit last night, and the man behind the keyboards leading the band, Monty Alexander, was having a blast from what I could tell. Great to see you, sir, and we're all headed off to the airport with some great memories and a wonderful show.
It was really a pleasure for me to play back in Detroit, a city that means a lot to me. I first came here in the mid-60s, played at the Drome Lounge, I'll never forget. And to see this city, the way it's developed into like almost futuristic, but a wonderful audience of people who come to receive people like me and what we bring, you know. So I felt very pleased to have been here. I enjoyed doing it.
I can tell, and you brought your very special style of swing to the stage, and they really are so open to so many styles of music. They get it, they listen intently, and they respond.
Well, I'm not doing anything but enjoying myself and sharing it with the people. That's it, you know, just trying to reach for the best notes on that piano and surround myself with the greatest musicians. So we come to uplift ourselves and the audience. Yeah.
And it was about as hot as a day in Kingston here in Detroit yesterday in the mid-90s.
It was more worser.
Thank you, Monty. Great to see you.
With pleasure, man. Thank you a lot.
We'll be right back. Monty Alexander recorded live at the New York City club Dizzy's at Jazz at Lincoln Center with Regulator, Reggae Later, to another Detroit native performing live at a New York City club. Here's Kenny Garrett with his version of Happy People recorded at Iridium on Jazz America from VOA1.
Are you happy people?
Yeah!
Well, let's do this thing then. Y'all know how we do it in New York. Come on. Come on. Right here. Come on. Yep. Right here. In the back. Yeah. For all the happy people, make some noise up in here. All the happy people, make some noise. Yeah, come on. Let's keep this thing going.
Detroit native Kenny Garrett returned to his hometown triumphantly at the 36th Detroit Jazz Festival, performing in two different shows, one leading his own band, sounding pretty much as he just did on the song Happy People, recorded in New York City's Iridium Jazz Club, and also a special guest of the artist in residence, Pat Metheny, who performed on four shows, one of them included Kenny Garrett as a special guest. More conversation coming up, this time with Gary Burton, in just a bit here on Jazz America. But first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you, and here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice, so write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's Jazz America, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And after I presented a preview of the 36th Detroit Jazz Festival some weeks ago, longtime Jazz America listener James Stack from Hunters Hill, Australia, wrote me his thoughts about that show. Russ, Pat Metheny plays for the moment. Carmen Lundy paints higher art. Steve Turre plays shells. Monty Alexander met Eddie Hayward. And the music, as always, very interesting. James Stack. Well, James, thank you so much for your observations. Most every week I hear from him after he's heard the show, so I love to hear what folks think about the shows that we put together, the various elements. And I have a feeling, speaking of interesting music, if Billie Holiday were around today at the age of 100, she might be making music like what you're just about to hear. And there were various celebrations of Billie Holiday at the 36th Detroit Jazz Festival from an album called Billie Holiday Reimagined and Remixed. Here is an updated 21st century remix version of one of her classic songs, Spreading the Rhythm Around, to begin this set of music on VOA's Jazz America.
Those who can't afford Thank you.
One of the talented musical daughters of the city of Detroit, Jeri Allen, with Feed the Fire, a fiery piece of music from her album, 21. Hope you enjoyed more of that sound of Detroit, and now let's return to Detroit, the site of the 36th Detroit Jazz Festival, and go backstage with Gary Burton, the master of the vibes. He had just performed with Pat Metheny in a quartet situation that they were recreating after having worked together since the 1970s. Pat Metheny got his first big break working in Gary Burton's band, and they've continued to work together over the years. As they did on the wonderful new release just out on ECM Records, Hommage au Eberhard Weber, on which Gary Burton, one of the featured artists with the Stuttgart, Germany, SWR Big Band. We'll hear a taste of that after we talk to Gary Burton here on VOA's Jazz America. Gary Burton backstage after coming off stage for the Gary Burton, Pat Metheny Quartet Reunion performance, and it was really marvelous. Just give us some thoughts, Gary.
Thanks, Russ. Well, we've done this a few times over the years.
Yes,
and
you have.
And it's a blast every time we do it. We get together, play some of the old tunes, and it's like, you know, we're right back there in the old days again. It's like, you know, time hasn't passed. We still just seem to be able to play with total freedom, have a blast, and laugh it up, and we love it. So every few years we get to do it.
You answered every question I was going to ask. I will say an observation is that the audience was with every single note. It must be nice to be an artist that people know your work and love you and just stick with you for everything you do. It's got to be really, really compelling.
That's one of the most exciting things about, you know, the career I've had. I mean, the audiences have been great through the years. And like tonight, wall-to-wall people, everybody focused on the music, following every note. That's the greatest feeling you can have as a player.
May I beg you on behalf of everyone who was here tonight, anybody that didn't hear it that would have loved to have heard it, to record the duo version of Summertime with Pat?
Well, next time we're in the studio doing something, I'll suggest it to Pat and see if he wants to do it. So
and from
maybe
the,
we can.
From the world of Full Circle, I know that you and Pat worked together, most recently a recorded effort on the Hommage to Eberhard Weber, mm-hmm. and sort of returning to ECM. So the cycle's complete again. It's really a compelling, beautiful piece.
Yeah, thanks. Well, we're looking forward to playing it again, you know, on Monday here at the festival. We did it the first time in Germany, you know, earlier in the year, and we didn't imagine we would ever play it again.
Wow.
And then the opportunity came to do it here, and we thought, oh, great. So, and then, of course, the record is just out now as well. So, yeah, we're thrilled to be doing it.
An hour of intense emotional music, and you guys can put it together and, oh, we'll do it again.
Yeah.
You make it look easy.
Well, Pat, he's flown out here twice to rehearse with the large ensemble to get them ready. We're having one final rehearsal tomorrow morning, and then we're good to go.
Okay, any future plans with you and your own group or anything that you can tell us?
My next big thing is a tour with the Mack Avenue Super Band. We have 23 concerts lined up starting at the first of the year all around the U.S. And we're here in Detroit. It's one of the gigs, in fact. I can't tell you the exact date, but I know that's on the schedule.
I would say stay busy, but I don't have to. Gary Burton, always great to see you.
Sure, Russ. Nice to talk to you, too.
Gary Burton with the Eberhard Weber composition Tubingen from the album Homage à Eberhard Weber. Mr. Burton as featured artist on the Vibes with Stuttgart, Germany's SWR Big Band from that brand new recording on ECM Records. His collaboration once again with Pat Metheny and a host of other great players who knew and worked with and loved Eberhard Weber, who now cannot make music after having suffered a stroke some years ago. Well, that's a sad note, but that is not the note on which we will close out this edition of Jazz America. One of the very interesting, and actually the very first performance of the 36th Detroit Jazz Festival was a celebration of Benny Goodman and the clarinet in jazz, featuring the Detroit Jazz Festival Orchestra and four esteemed clarinetists, Annette Cohen, Paquito de Rivera, Eddie Daniels, and Ed Poplowski. They performed the music of Benny Goodman, and here's a taste of Mr. Goodman himself. From his 1947 session in Los Angeles, here's Stompin' at the Savoy on Jazz America from VOA 1. Thank you. the great young players, redefining jazz, in this case the piano trio for the 21st century, who performed at the 36th Detroit Jazz Festival. That was pianist Mark Carey with a live recording with his trio from 2009, the song In Between Appointments. We'll hear from him in the future here on Jazz America, but in the next edition of the program, it's a special conversation under what the Detroit Jazz Festival calls the Talk Tent. I was asked by the festival to conduct an interview with the great saxophonist and a real Renaissance man who's not only a musician but also a painter and poet. Oliver Lake will be my special guest on the next Jazz America, and I hope you'll join me there.